That was a hard foul. And I'm glad it wasn't my back.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And you got, I mean, they were making a run, and they got it down to 10, and that clearly ticked off Kobe Barnes, and not just Kobe, but the whole team.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, I don't know that was the changing point in the game, but it was a big play for us, and I love the way the kids responded. I guess that's the biggest thing, is that the kids responded.
Well, and Kobe did personally. I mean, I know you challenged him. Kobe said it, you know, he had to do better and play harder, and that's the word he used, not me.
Yeah, I did. You know, Kobe sat a lot more yesterday than he's used to, and we were fortunate enough that we had some guys to step up and carry that weight for us. And we made it through last night by doing so, and I think we got a much better effort out of Kobe tonight because we did it. And, you know, it's tough love sometimes. It's not something I want to do. I love Kobe. Kobe's a great kid. He's a heck of a basketball player. And boy, oh boy, did he respond tonight. That was a heck of a basketball game. So, and Reggie Dean, you know. Reggie and Kobe were the two guys that I challenged yesterday, and I sat for the majority of the game, and they responded and scored about 40 points between the two of them. So a huge effort from those guys. It's awesome.
Reggie's shot looked like it was real confident.
Yeah, we had a nice little talk this morning in the hotel. I don't know if it went as well as he wanted it to do, but it did exactly what we wanted to have happen. He responded that Reggie's another one of those kids, great kid, works his tail off, and he had a bad night yesterday and responded again today. So
Marcus played very well distributing that ball, didn't he? Great first half in particular.
And you can go right down the line again. You know, we had so many guys step up. Logan Hardwick played great.
Oh, yeah, again.
Tyler Ouellette at the beginning of the game was a monster. I don't know how many offensive rebounds he had in the first 3 minutes, but it had to have been three or four in a 3 or 4 minute span. Kept the ball alive for us, scored a couple buckets early, and shot it incredibly well from the free throw line. I want to say he was 4 for 4 from the line. You know, just did some really nice things. We've got so many guys that can step up at different times, and we proved that again tonight.
Okay, so we play Mid-Michigan on Friday, and the guy, we owed them something. I mean, that was not much fun playing them last year.
Well, we only played Mid-Michigan once last year, and we beat them at our place.
Oh, who was I thinking of? Anyways, that's a different guy.
We played Mid-Michigan once last year. We beat them at our place. You know, and they're going to be better. Number two, it's on a neutral floor. And we had the night last year. We had the night off before we played them, and they played up at Finlandia. So it's going to be a completely different contest with Mid-Michigan this coming weekend than what it was last year. It's going to be an absolute battle. That's probably going to be the third best team that we've seen, or in the top three teams, I should say, that we've seen so far up to this point. They're going to be right there with the schools we saw in Iowa. Now, hopefully, we've improved a little bit since the first weekend of the season. You know. Hopefully we'll stay a little bit more composed, take care of the ball, and come to battle. And if we do, you know, hopefully we can keep this string going and push her up to 7.
I was thinking of the girls, wasn't I?
You were. They had a battle at our place last year. Absolutely did.
I was thinking of the girls. That's what I guess it's time for us to go.
Absolutely.
When I can't ask a lucid question, it's time to go.
Sounds like a plan. Right. Hey, Jack, I appreciate it. Thanks to RRN. Shout out to everybody back home that's listening. Hi to my wife and my daughter, Lily, who are hopefully watching, or I should say listening to the game tonight. I was lucky enough to bring my son on the road with us today. So love you guys, and appreciate everybody back home listening.
All right. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Have a great day.
All right. Scoring totals in this one. For Bay College, we had 21 points from Kobe Barnes, 19 points from Reggie Dean, 10 from Marcus McKinney, 9 from Logan Hardwick, 9 from Alfonso Fields, 3 points from Ryan Robinette and from Trey McFerrin, 6 points Tyler Ouellette, and 4 points from Christian Alexander for Vermilion, 13 points from David Manel, 12 points Reggie Rogers, 11 Devontae Spates, 10 for Teray Graves. So,